Hello and welcome. Episode
20?
No way.
I think so. Wait, dude. I think it's
like 19.
I think it's 20.
Okay.
We'll figure this out and let you know.
It'll be in the title. Maybe. But we're doing something a little bit different. We sort of made a commitment to only record in the studio, but I thought it would be cool to give you guys a little bit of vintage crispy tart topics. And we're in the bedroom studio of Yeggs's bedroom.
But cool fact now is we live together now.
Yeah, actually
we're... As of, what, 2 months ago? Or, no.
2 weeks ago. 2 months ago. It's been a year. No, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about how it's weird that we're sitting here on Yeggs's bed with her cats and glasses of wine, just like the olden days, and that I live here now. So it's different.
Crazy. But we've actually gotten a lot of action in the past week and a half or so.
Yeah, we have a few little stories for you guys and some discussion. Last week was a fun week, and we're sorry about being late this week. Sometimes things come up. That's life. But we're here for you. Let's start with your reunion story, Yeggs.
Bruh. Okay, so if you guys remember, in our top 10 weirdest guys episode, this guy made the cut, and we'll call him
Rollins. Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. So Henry Rollins, when we first hung out, it was back in September, and we were hanging out pretty hardcore for a few weeks. But then he ghosted me for no reason, pretty much, and didn't hear from him since September. But then I matched with this guy on Bumble last weekend, actually right before we were about to record last.
But hadn't you guys met on Bumble originally? So yeah. That means you unmatched and then rematched?
Yeah, because I always delete mine and get it back, so I lose everyone.
I didn't know you could match with the same person again. Unless it's a new account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if you... I'm pretty sure even if you unmatch them or whatever, they can still show up on your feed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that should be changed in the system. Because what if you don't want to rematch with someone?
Well, I think you can block people.
Yeah.
So... But anyways, now you know.
I should work, you know.
We should fucking work at Bumble and Tinder for real.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I would answer people's questions.
Dude, I'd be all over that shit. But, so, we matched again, and before I even could talk to him, he texted me.
Yeah, it was weird because you were talking to me about, what should I say to him, or should I say something?
Yeah, I was, like, kind of excited to hear from him again. But then he texted me almost immediately and said, isn't it rude to match someone and not message them and all this bullshit? And Crispy came up with a great response that was like, I've been waiting for you to text me back for 6 months.
I've been waiting for that reply.
Yeah. But so me... Whatever, we talked a little bit, and he kept trying to hang out with me. He kept saying shit like, so, like, when can I come over, and all this shit.
Well, the joke was because you felt like he was just coming over for sex,
mm-hmm.
when you guys had been friends before or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he kept making that joke again.
Right, and again, and again, like 4 times.
Yeah.
So I was getting kind of irritated, like, you should just ask me out and take me out, not just... be stupid. But regardless, I just kind of ignored him a little bit, and then he texted me later on when I was at the bar with Crispy, and he said, hey, I'm outside your place, haha, which was a joke. And I said,
what if it wasn't, though?
I know, that'd be fucking weird. But
because he
yeah,
dude, what if he was?
No, because he took a long time. But okay, so then I was like, actually, I'm where we first met, which was at this bar down the street. And he's like, oh, just kidding. I just got out of the shower. Like, haha, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. And then 30 minutes later, me and Crispy are smoking a cigarette outside. And guess who fucking rolls up but Henry Rollins in his smug-ass North Face vest. And
I mean, it was... the puffer kind with the little sections that it was zipped all the way up.
Dude, I asked him why the fuck he had that coat. And he said he bought it in Colombia.
I mean, like, it's a functional coat, I'm sure.
I know. I gave him shit for it. But so he shows up out of nowhere, and I was like, what? So weird. Incredibly awkward. And the whole night was a little weird and awkward.
It was awkward for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because then it turned into a date, and yeah, I wasn't trying to leave because I was trying to hang out there. Like, it was my idea to go, and then it was a date, and I was third wheel.
Sorry. It was a weird situation. But he ended up... We ended up fucking...
Yeah.
We ended up hooking up, which... I actually didn't really mean to do, but, and it wasn't
No,
that.
You wanted to.
I guess, at first I didn't want to, but then, because he, like, showed up and did this grand gesture to me, I thought, okay, like, he really wants to see me again. That kind of proves it, and I was like, I guess I was just attracted to him in that moment.
Yeah.
But now I kind of regret it.
Why?
Because it wasn't good sex. And I feel like it could have been different if we didn't do that.
Because yeah, now it's because now this... it started with that this time.
Mm-hmm. So that's it'll ever be, or like it just will never be normal. I don't think, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That's an interesting subject because how long should you wait until you have sex with someone? I think it's
again
totally different.
For like the second time.
Yeah. And I think it's different for every person.
Right.
But anyway, so you're going to see him again.
I did hang out with him a couple days after that, and we went on a date and went just to get a drink somewhere. And actually, I told him I had a date the next day because we had just started talking. I didn't think it was a big deal to tell him, but he kind of freaked out and got a little weird and defensive and...
For
then,
me, that's a red flag.
It
because
is.
That's like, it's sort of like a second date that you were on.
Mm-hmm.
And already he's
like,
acting
oh,
serious.
Who are you fucking?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can't tell if he's joking or what because he doesn't act like he wants to do that. And he's told me he doesn't want to be like in a relationship or start up again. And I told him I didn't want that either. But then he like kind of... takes jabs at me a little bit. He's like, whoa, when's the last time you got tested? I don't want to be passing you around to all these guys you talk to.
That's rude.
I can't tell if he's just making a really bad joke or or if he's serious. I'm thinking he's joking and just he just is stupid and doesn't know what the fuck is funny and is not funny.
Maybe he does have a lot of anxiety and he says that kind of stuff as a joke, but maybe he kind of feels that way, actually.
Right. I don't know, because it's not like we talk all the time or he's, like, trying to know what I'm doing all the time. And he's made it very clear 2 or 3 times that he doesn't want anything serious. And I've made that very clear. So I think he's just being stupid, but he made me actually freak out and get an STD test because... He was like, when's the last time you got tested? La, 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 la. And I was like, well, you kind of don't wear condoms. When's the last time you got tested? And he was like, oh, like, I don't know. I don't think I have. I was like, what? You don't get tested? That's fucking nasty, dude.
Yeah, but you don't know what his sex life is. Maybe he's not getting any action.
Maybe. Maybe that's why he's not good.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
But he was made it sound like... Because he asked me my number when my sex number was when we first hung out. And he kind of used that against me.
Yeah, he got weird after you told him.
Mm-hmm. But when we went out with this whole STD thing, he was like, well, I heard your number and I get worried about that. I was like, I get tested every year.
Yeah.
And you don't. And you don't wear condoms. And I have been for the most part, except for with that's bad. Anyway, so we're going to hang out tonight. And it should be interesting.
Well, we'll see.
Because we didn't hook up the second time, the second date, because he said he wanted to get up early and blah, blah. And I don't really want to hook up with him tonight either. So I'm wondering how the relationship will change after that.
Yeah.
Because, well, maybe we can just be friends.
What do you want?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because sex isn't good, and that's really important to me. And
well,
he also just is kind of annoying, and I think he would drive me fucking crazy with all these accusations or jokes or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. So, but I think that's kind of the point is sometimes you think that, I don't know. Sometimes you think something about someone and it can totally change after time. And mm-hmm. even with sex, that changes too.
Right.
So who knows?
But also, anyway. I think I still really like someone else. So I have to get over that before I can
move on.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about your date because so last week we said we were going to try to go out with this guy.
Yeah, we both matched with him on Tinder, and he was really good because he messaged us both different things relating to our profile, so he sounded legit. It sounds like I'm foreshadowing something bad, but I'm really not. But anyway, he messaged me to hang out, and we met up at this bar that's behind some Hispanic restaurant, and it was really weird. It's like a pupuseria with curtains, and then this bar that's tiny and looks, it has like red, dark interior, and it doesn't even look Mexican themed or anything. It just looks kind of like a piano bar, but really tiny. Anyway, so he invited me to that place. And he already seemed to know the bartender. And it was kind of weird because when I came in, it was just me. And I, before I went in, I looked inside the window. And him and the bartender both, like, are staring at me as I'm coming in. And so he was already talking to the bartender about me before.
That's so awkward.
I even came in. Yeah, so him and the bartender are kind of friends. And so that was kind of weird for me. Just, and then the bartender was making jokes like, oh, he told me to call him sir because of his date. And
oh my God.
But anyway, when I met him, he was really super friendly. And he works as an assistant to a really famous producer that I won't name. It's kind of top secret. He's exclusive. But he had just gotten the job a week ago. And so he's kind of, I guess he's still trying in that phase of where he's trying to impress his boss. And he doesn't really know what his schedule is. He just says yes to his boss all the time. But anyway, he kind of seems like one of those people that is just always just really driven only to be really good in your career and not really have fun.
Yeah.
And he seems gay.
What?
Yeah. But I don't think he is, but he totally seems gay.
Interesting.
Just the way he talks and... Anyway, he was really nice, but we haven't seen each other since then. He did invite me to do something this weekend, but it didn't happen because of his schedule, or just neither of us texted each other. But we'll see. We'll see if something comes from that. I just want to see if he goes out with you.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, Crispy Tart listeners. I kind of blew my shot.
Yeah.
Going out with him because I was sleepy. I texted him yesterday and asked if he was free, and he said, yeah, like, let's meet for a drink. But I didn't answer because I was so tired and I was really high and I just wanted to not do anything. But texted him back, so I'm going to still try to go out with him eventually.
You just texted him today?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, oh, yeah, I was, I said, hey, oh, I'm so sorry. I got caught up with some music. Yeah, I wanted to be like that girl. And I said, are you free tomorrow to meet up for a drink or whatever?
I should invite him to a drink too tomorrow and see
who he chooses. The only reason I said that was for it to be corny, so don't judge me.
Yeah. Well, what do you just don't want to take it seriously, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I wonder what he thinks of you now. What kind of person he thinks you are. He thinks you're really artsy and cool.
It'd be hilarious. So we'll keep you guys updated on that.
Yeah, and we have another kind of date that you went on. An accidental date.
Weird, too. My weird shit happens to us too much. Yeah. But, so I was going to this comedy show, which I was supposed to go with a Tinder guy, who, by the way, he just kind of invited himself to. But anyways, I ended up bailing on him and just saying I wanted to go with my friends and, you know, I think it'd be weird to like bring a date. And he's like, oh yeah, cool, we'll get lunch tomorrow. I said, okay, bye. And I was
Wait, did you ever? No. Oh, okay.
I'm terrible.
I mean, I do it too.
And so I was on my way to the comedy show. I was going by myself, but I was chatting with someone else on Tinder. And we're like, what are you up to? And I said, oh, I'm going to this comedy show. And he says, no way, I'm going to the same one right now. So that was kind of crazy. And so I was like, oh, wow, if you see me, say hi. But we were both there super early, so I recognized him right away. And he was already sitting down, so I just sat next to him and was like, is this seat taken? What's up? And he kind of looked scared when I approached him, but we had a good conversation and it wasn't awkward, like watching the show together, which
that's
was
good.
Yeah.
That's surprising actually. But we did talked he laugh for a at the while. Same moments that you did?
Not
that
always.
That tells you something.
He did laugh when, after I laughed, like every time I laughed, he would laugh.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, cause sometimes, yeah, I think it's,
that's kind of how somebody did that with me when we saw a show together. It seemed like he laughed at all the jokes I laughed at.
Yeah, but why?
Bro, you just don't gotta laugh do that.
At what you think is funny.
Don't force laughter if you don't think it's funny.
Yeah. But it was fun. And then I got food and we just hung out for, I don't know, another hour together. And he was interesting, but I'm not, like, super attracted to him because he's a blonde, and I'm not super attracted to blondes. And he was kind of, like, scruffy. Like, in his pictures, his hair was nice and groomed, and in person, he looked like he was overdue for a hair trim and a beard trim.
Was he clean, at least?
I mean, he didn't smell.
That's good.
But pretty sure he was also wearing, like, a North Face.
But you're
going to
see him again.
Yeah, so I thought he was really nice, and we had a good night, and so even though I'm not attracted to him, I want to hang out with him again. I can talk with him easily, which I like. Yeah.
He's potential friend material,
but,
at least.
Maybe it could be more, you know? Maybe I'm just not used to someone actually being nice and listening to what I have to say and actually having, like, real conversation.
Yeah.
Not this witty banter I'm always trying, you know, what guys like, and they want that.
Yeah. I don't like that, actually. I don't like the witty banter thing. That seems to be the Tinder thing to do. But for me, I just feel like people do that so that they can seem cooler than they are or seem smarter than they are, or just appear smart. Maybe not than they are, but appear smart. And for me, I just want to appear friendly or appear like we could be friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't do the witty banter. But anyway, this reminded me, actually. So speaking of weird happenstance encounters, there was a guy that I met over the summer at the Line Hotel. And, yeah, and that's when the Line Hotel was fucking popping, which now nobody ever goes there and it sucks, but...
Fuck you, Line Hotel.
Fuck you, Line Hotel, open up! But anyway, there was a guy that I met there, and we danced together, and he really, really liked me, and used to text me all the time to ask me to go watch African dramas with him, because he's from Africa, and we talked about African dramas, which I think are pretty cool. But anyway, he always would ask me, sorry, Kitty, he always would ask me to watch African dramas. And then I randomly saw him at Frank and Hank's, which we go to a lot, 2 months later. And then just this weekend I saw him on Sunday, which I haven't seen him in or heard from him in about 6 months. So that was totally random. Let me set the scene, because there was a big DJ event in Hollywood and I was up on the stage dancing, and there's just a few people up on the stage dancing. And when we were about to leave, I think the music had turned down a little bit. He just like appeared next to me on the stage and goes, "Have we met before?" And I think he was kind of pretending like he couldn't remember.
Yeah,
and but I was knew exactly. You fucking remember. I was just being honest. I was like, we met at the Line Hotel, and then I saw you at Frank and Hank's. I remember you. And then he goes, "We still need to watch African movies together."
Oh, God, dude. It's not going to happen.
Maybe I'll hang out with him, but I don't want to go to his house and watch movies.
Yeah, he wants to bang for sure.
But anyway, that was interesting. And oh, actually, he did text me today. So maybe I'll see him someday. But I don't want to go to his house and watch movies. That's fucking weird. But anyway.
So weird, dude.
It is. Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think maybe... You're just, like, not attracted to him at all, though.
He's cute, but... I don't know. Maybe I should give him a chance.
You think you need to... Have you ever had a relationship where you had to hang out with someone more than, like, 2 or 3 times to start to actually like them?
Yeah. I think a lot of times I've ended up... Well, it's a little different, but we've been friends first, and I never thought about them that way, and then we became more than friends. But I think...
At what point did you think, I kind of have feelings for them?
Well, for one guy, it was after 3 years of being friends... But we were kind of talking about if you are on Tinder and you see somebody that seems like not your type. Yeah, so that's happened to me before. I met a guy that seemed like he wouldn't be my type. And I guess we ended up really getting along and hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
So I think you really... And that one for me was after the first time we met. So I was kind of apprehensive before we met based off our just conversation on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
But after we met the first time, I realized, I could be friends with him. I could get along with him. I could hang out with him a lot.
Yeah.
So
you should give people more chances than not.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think if you don't know by the second time seeing them, then maybe it's friends. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I think that attraction happens pretty quickly if you have some kind of vibe with them.
Yeah, it's like it's just like an emotion, you know, it's nothing you have to have that emotion or you don't.
Right.
So it's not something you can control. But I've dated people that at first I really wasn't attracted to them at all, and it took me a long time, and then I actually fell deeply in love with them and found them super attractive eventually.
How long did it take for you to realize that with that one?
Maybe like a few months.
Yeah. But you guys, he liked you first, or?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do think that just spending a lot of time with somebody can bring you guys closer and make you see some side of them that you didn't see before. But meeting somebody from Tinder is a little bit different because everybody's so disposable that it's easy to just think, oh, well, I didn't like this guy. I'll just go to the next one.
Yeah, I have a million more options.
Yeah.
That's horrible, though.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
I have a lot of guys that I never texted back. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I should count them all. There's so many.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's my problem with Tinder is I keep doing this thing where even though the date wasn't bad or the person wasn't bad, I just go on another date and meet somebody different.
Well, that's because you're not ready to for an actual relationship. Like, you're not, you don't want that at all. Yeah. So.
I just like the excitement of meeting people.
But when should you, like, tell somebody, should you tell someone, hey, I don't really see you that way? Or should you just ghost them? Like, is it better to explain?
Well, I think it depends on how much you guys hung out and...
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it'd be courteous, and not that I do it, I definitely don't, but it would maybe be more courteous to just say, hey, I had a good time with you, it's nothing about you, I'm just, like, doing my own thing right now, I hope you understand.
Yeah, but if you
guys... Like, I want to be friends or whatever.
But if you guys only saw each other one time, I don't know, I do that all the time, but I shouldn't, maybe.
But the thing is... They hit you up all the time, so you should say something.
Yeah. But I think also saying something makes it become more serious than it needs to be.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's okay, or what I would like to do is to just bring them into a situation that seems like...
Casual.
Friends, yeah. Invite them to go somewhere with you with other friends... So it seems like you still want to hang out with them, but you don't need to be alone together.
Right.
Because I think if you have that conversation, oh, I only see you as a friend, then they won't be friends with you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But that's kind of fucked up.
It is.
Like, if your end goal isn't sex, we can't be friends.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Don't do that, guys.
Actually, it's possible
to have a good friend without sex being involved.
It's dumb, yeah. Actually, I was talking to one of our friends about that the other day. I think it was about this guy, the African guy. And he said, oh, why didn't you just tell him that you have a boyfriend? And I said, because then he won't want to talk to me or won't want to be friends with me. But that's fucked up. Like,
it is.
It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't.
And I don't think that guys experience that as much as women do.
Right.
I think girls are more open to be friends with guys. And guys, if you don't... I mean, maybe it's just Tinder. But a lot of times, if you don't want to date them or fuck them, then they won't...
They won't hang.
Yeah.
Stupid. We all need friends.
Yeah.
Just be my friend.
The more the merrier, okay?
So lonely. Let us know your thoughts and feelings about attractiveness and if it's something that can grow on you or how long you should give someone a chance before you say nah.
Yeah, and have you ever had a time in your life that you never thought that you would have been more than friends with somebody and then you became lovers? I want to hear your stories. You were best friends since you were 10 years old, and then you got married.
Yeah.
Anybody got any stories like that?
So follow us on Instagram at Crispy Tart Topics. Email us, crispytarttopics@gmail.com.
Visit the website, crispytarttopics.com.
Do it. We love you.
We love you. Out.